We are thrilled to be joined by author, speaker, Revelation Wellness founder, and desert princess extraordinaire, Alisa Keaton, joining us. Welcome!
Thank you. Thank you, Peter and Shannon. Thank you so much. So excited to be here.
One of my favorite things that you do with your organization, Revelation Wellness, from time to time is something called the Clean Hearting Challenge. We all hear about clean eating, but can you share with us a little bit about your clean hearting, Alisa?
Yeah, so funny. This was a couple years ago, being in the fitness world, seeing people doing this challenge, that challenge. I actually was kind of out on the outside going, I'm not doing challenges. We're not writing challenges. Like, blah. I just was kind of kicking my heels in the sand saying, no, God. But I started watching these challenges where people were taking 30 days to do this or that. And often, there's no surprise, right? Eat more fruits, eat more vegetables, eat more food that is from the earth. That's what God gives us these things to eat, and you'll do better. So I was seeing all these challenges where people were using clean eating. I'm eating clean now. I'm doing all these things. And my heart just kind of said, hey, wait a minute. That belongs to the Lord. Like, he was the first to tell us what our bodies would operate best in. He was the first to design us and then he set up creation first, then put us in it, as if to say, it's all set for you. Here's how this works. So I just felt this real jealousy for the Lord to say, all right, I want to take that back. But it has to go, again, beyond the clean eating. It has more so to do with what's going on in my heart. Because as we're told, Jesus tells us in Matthew, it's not what goes in our hearts that makes us clean or unclean. It's what comes out that will tell us, what am I really thinking about? Who do I serve? What owns me? So that's really, we're clean hearting. We said, yes, we're going to clean up our intake for 30 days, because I think it's good. Every once in a while, we just need to drop the pin, and especially coming off the holidays. We've had so much sugar. We've had so much, I always say, we've been taking in so much goodness, and that's a good thing.
You right? Say it like that's a, yeah, I was going to say, you say it like it's a bad thing, Alisa.
No, it's a great thing. Let's yes. do that. Yeah, like, bring it on in, parties. But don't we all, come on, you guys, at some point, aren't you ready for the calendar to turn, like, to take down the tree, even though it's beautiful, like, you're ready to just clean things out. A lot of gifts came in, a lot of maybe stuff we didn't need, but some stuff needs to go. So that's really what clean hearting for us is. Yes, we spend 30 days taking out processed foods and sugar and addictive part, you know, things that our body has now grown accustomed to, perhaps in the holiday season, to just take a break, reset, minimize stuff, and focus on really settling our hearts back into this good place.
Alisa, take us through briefly what this really looks like. A person is hearing what you're talking about and what we're saying and going, yeah, that sounds interesting, but bring it down to step by step. What am I going to do if I take up this challenge?
Well, first, you go to the website and sign up. When you go, you give any donation amount, you sign up, and then you will be confirmed and received into the challenge. And then the weekend before the challenge starts, you'll receive about a 49-page ebook that has all types of menus for, like, we want to do all the thinking for you. I want to cue you up, set up all these healthy cues around you. We bring you all the resources you need, plus the workouts come to you, a calendar for 30 days. And by the way, all our workouts in Revelation Wellness literally are about the Word of God. You hear the Word of God while you're moving. You are asked questions while you're moving. It's meant to work out of you the thing that is unclean in your heart, the lie, the shame, the fear, the guilt that's there that drives you to do what you don't want to do. For the next 30 days, once we start the challenge, you get a daily email with a daily devotional. We talk about a clean heart, so we look at Scripture and how God is after our hearts in what way, and then we also talk about clean eating. You know, when you know better, you tend to do better. At least you have awareness. So we talk about really the what happens with food, what it does to our body, processed food, how addictive it is, how it works, the science behind processed food. So we kind of just look at those things honestly without accusing, but just become aware. And then day by day for 30 days, that's really what happens. We clean our heart in a daily email. We clean out, look at how what we're taking in, and then respond in some type of exercise, movement, workout.
And Elisa Keaton, our guest, founder of Revelation Wellness. You can find her online at revelationwellness.org, where you can find out all of the events like the Clean Harding Challenge and challenges near you. Elisa's always at Hope Fest in Phoenix and Rim to Rim once a year. If anybody wants to start making plans to join you and the Rev Wellness team out at the Grand Canyon, that looks epic. Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is. Go to our page. We're always events, Rev on the Road. We're coming to cities near you. Our 7-day detox is totally free, open to anyone at any time. Yeah, we're just here to start this conversation on an old battle, but with a new perspective.
Thank you so much for your time and for all you do. Give them heaven, Elisa.
Yeah, I love it. Thank you, Shannon. Thank you, Peter. Have a great day.